If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is again our joy to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ into your home. Perhaps you're listening today for the very first time. We welcome you to the family of Worth Baptist Hour. Perhaps you have been listening for several weeks, or perhaps even for the almost 2 years that Worth Baptist Hour has been on the air. Regardless of your status as a listener, we're glad that you're tuned our way today. It is our prayer that this broadcast would bless your heart and your life and encourage you in your Christian experience. If, on the other hand, you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, we trust that this broadcast would be the means of your coming to know Him in full pardon and forgiveness of your sins. So today we take this opportunity to welcome you to Worth Baptist Hour and to say that it is a joy to have you in the listening audience. We would also like to invite you to the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. The Sunday school hour is devoted to teaching the Word of God. The Bible is our textbook, and the emphasis is upon the teaching of the Scripture. We have a class for every age, for every member of your family, and we would like to have you study the Word of God with us today. And then our Sunday morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. This is a time of joy, and this is a time of fellowship and worship. We believe that to rediscover the art of worship is the important thing for our country today. So we invite you to be a part of our Sunday morning worship service today. Our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. We are now in a series of messages on the book of the Revelation. Tonight, in chapter 17, my message will be The Doom of Babylon. Where is Babylon? What is Babylon? Is Babylon existing today? What about God's judgment upon Babylon? What does it mean? When will it come? And how will Babylon fare in the day of God's judgment? These are questions that will be answered tonight in my message entitled The Doom of Babylon. Bring your family. Invite your friends to share with you these moments of worship together at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Poly Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. It would be a joy for us to have you and your family worship the Lord with us in any or all of the services of Worth Baptist Church today. And if you will write to Worth Baptist Hour this week, we will send you one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. Or perhaps you would like to have the little booklet entitled The Bible Is Right. Either one or both of these books will be sent you free and postage paid if you will write this week and request them. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now for my message on today's broadcast, I am entitling it Redeeming the Time. I am basing it upon several verses of Scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Why not get your Bible and turn there to Ephesians, chapter 5, and we shall begin reading at verse 14 and read through verse 16. But before we read the Word of God together, I want us to pray together. Will you pause what you're doing this moment and join me in just a moment of prayer? Let us pray. Our Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, To thee we come today through him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We thank thee for the privilege again of preaching the gospel and of sending out this radio ministry. We thank thee for the facilities of this station. We thank thee for everyone who listens. And we pray that in a very special way, the Holy Spirit would bless every heart, some who are troubled, some who are downtrodden, some who are grieving, some who have problems and difficulties that would almost overwhelm their soul. We pray today, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit would bless them and strengthen them and lift them up, and may this broadcast prove to be a source of strength and inspiration to everyone who listens. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. If there is one thing that governs your life more than anything else, it is the clock. You are forever and always aware of the time. When you were born, the time of your birth was recorded. When they fed you there in the hospital, they fed you according to a time schedule. Likewise, they took your temperature according to the time. They bathed you. They gave you medicine. They released you from the hospital at a given moment at an appointed time. When you began school, you started on time. You had a time for recess, a time for your classes, a time for lunch. And finally came the time for that last bell that you longed for so that you could go home. As you began your work and your career in life, you began according to a time schedule. Every day you are governed by time. You go to bed at a certain time. You get up at a certain time. You eat your meals at a certain time. You leave the house at a certain time. You return at an appointed time. And beloved, when you die, the time of your death will be recorded. The time of your funeral will be posted. So you can see that from the cradle to the grave, time plays an important part in your life. Many familiar questions are asked related to time. No doubt already today you've heard someone ask, What time is it? Or how much time do we have? Or what time do we leave? What time will we return? What time does he arrive? All of these questions relate to time. We speak many times of being on time or ahead of time or behind time or just in the nick of time. We talk about saving time, losing time, marking time, wasting time, preserving time, and yes, even killing time. And beloved, if there's any such thing as killing time, I'm sure that we all are murderers. I would suggest if you have any time to kill, you try working it to death. You might ask today, how long has time been? Well, this is a question that we cannot answer. No man can answer that question. We do believe, according to the Bible, that time as we know it in this creation is about 6,000 years ago. Before that, only God can tell of the ages and eons of time. But we must remember that whatever those ages of time, however long they were, that they were all made up of just minutes and seconds and fractions of time. The poet said, Little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land. Thus the little minutes, though humble they be, make the mighty ages of eternity. If you want to become a man of the hour, someone has observed, You must make every minute count. Often time is too slow for those who wait, too fast for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, and too short for those who rejoice. Time is a precious commodity. In fact, it is so precious that God allows it to us minute by minute. The poet again wrote, I have only just a minute, just 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it. I must suffer if I lose it, give an account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but all eternity is in it. Did you know that you have an appointed time upon this earth? In the 90th Psalm in the prayer of Moses, we read these words, The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Yes, I repeat, you today listening to Worth Baptist Hour, you have an appointed time upon this earth. However long you are going to live, it is yet an appointed hour. Someone has divided the classifications of man's age into the following categories. The tender teens, the teachable 20s, the tireless 30s, the fiery 40s, the forceful 50s, the serious 60s, the sacred 70s, and the aching 80s. There's an expression that is common to all of us. It goes like this. I have more time than I have money. Well, that may not be true. For indeed, you have not 1 minute guaranteed you. I repeat, not 1 minute do you have guaranteed. Someone has written, Life is a story in volumes 3, the past and the present and the yet to be. The first is written and laid away. The second we are writing every day. The third and last of the volumes 3 is locked from sight, and God keeps the key. Oh, how important time is. The Bible speaks a great deal about time. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the wise Solomon points out that there is a time to be born and there is a time to die. There is a time to laugh, there is a time to cry. There is a time and a season for all things, and we all recognize this. But beloved, the most important time is now. I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 at verse 1, Behold, now is the day of salvation. There are 24 time zones in the world, but in every time zone, the time this moment is now. God's time is always the present. Yesterday is like a canceled check. Tomorrow is like a promissory note. That means the only thing you have left is today, and I cannot guarantee you how much of today you have left. Maybe just this moment and it'll all be over. The psalmist said in Psalm 89:47, Remember, O Lord, how short my time is. And in Psalm 90 and verse 12 we read, Teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. In the book of Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12, we read these words, It is time to seek the Lord. Beloved, in your life, in your own experience, for your family, for your home, for your business, for your well-being, for your life, for your present, for your future, it is time now for you to seek the Lord. I believe what our nation needs more than anything else is not a greater military might, is not a balanced budget, is not the release of the wage and price fixture, but our greatest need this hour is to turn to the Lord, is to seek God. The only answer for America's dilemma, the only answer for your own personal problems, is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I challenge you to try Him today. I challenge you to put your faith in Him. I challenge you to give him a chance in your life, and you will discover that the only answer comes through Jesus Christ. I read in Romans chapter 13 at verse 11. And knowing the time, it is high time that we awake out of our sleep. In 1 Corinthians 7:29 we read, the time is short. And in the Revelation 1:13 we read, the time is at hand. Ah, but you say, preacher, I've got a lot of time. I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm robust, I'm active. All this may be true, but listen to the word of God. It is written in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You may think you have many days. There was a man in the Bible who thought he had many days too. But then, like a voice out of the sky, like lightning, like a bolt of thunder, the voice of God said to him, this night, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. You may not have tomorrow. You best act today. For there is coming a time when there will be no more time on earth. Jesus said, work while it is yet day, for the night is coming when no man shall work. My text reads, redeeming the time. I have two questions to ask. First, what does it mean to redeem the time? And second, how can we redeem the time? In answer to the first question, to redeem the time means to buy up the time to do good. The word time in the Greek there, kairos, means a crucial period, a fixed and limited period. So, beloved, you have only a fixed, limited, crucial period in your life. Redeem it. Buy it up to do good in. In that second question, how can I redeem the time? I suggest there are three ways that you can redeem the time. One, you can redeem the time by investing it wisely. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, and I quote, this time is good if we know what to do with it. Do you know what to do with your time? How are you investing your time? If you invest it wisely, you can redeem it. The second way to redeem your time is to use it in helping others. On one occasion, Jesus said to his disciples, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was in prison, you came to visit me. One of his disciples interrupted him and said, but Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you drink? When were you in prison and we came to visit you? And Jesus answered like this, inasmuch as you have done it to one of these my little ones, you have done it unto me. You see, beloved, when you help someone else, you're helping the cause of Christ. So you can redeem the time by helping others along the pathway of life. There's a third way that you can redeem the time, and that is by serving God through the ministry of the church. There is much being said these days about the church failing. Beloved, I disagree with that remark. I do not believe the church, the evangelical church, the Bible-believing church, the God-honoring church, has failed. It is the mission of the church today to preach the gospel of redeeming grace, and this the Bible-believing churches are doing. So, I take issue with those who say the church has failed. I believe the church has fulfilled and is fulfilling its mission in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this is what it's all about. You can redeem your time by serving God through the ministry of your church. I would say to you today, if you have work to do, do it now, because the days are short. If you have a soul to win to Christ, win that soul now, because the days are evil and the time is short. If you have a friend to help, help that friend now, because the time is short. If you have an enemy to win, win that enemy today, because the time is short. If you have a wrong to right, write it now, because the days are short. If you have a place to fill it now, because the days are short. If you have a confession to make, make that confession to Christ today, because the day of this one moment, the time, this hour, is the time for you to be right with God. If you have a prayer to pray, pray it now, because the days are short. The last part of my text says, the days are evil. No one would argue with that statement. In the year 1970, there were 40,000 suicides in the United States. One out of three marriages is headed for the divorce court. A major crime is committed every 10 seconds. Right here in our own city of Fort Worth, in the first 6 months of 1971, 5,354 people were arrested for public intoxication. Yes, these are evil days. These are the last days. Paul writes about them to young Timothy in his second letter, chapter 3. He talks about perilous, difficult, trying days coming, and those days are upon us. We believe we're living in the last days. We believe the coming of Christ is at hand. Yes, these are difficult days. These are evil days. These are trying days. But for your life, they can be happy days. For your home, these days can be wonderful days if you're in the right relationship with Jesus Christ. And beloved, there is but one way for you to be saved, and that's by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. Joining the church won't do it. Being baptized will not do it. Turning over a new leaf will not suffice. Doing the best you can is not the answer. The answer is in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If you are ever to be saved, you must come by the way of the cross. You must meet God's requirement, and that requirement is one, have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in His redeeming work upon the cross. What about your status today? Have you considered the time? Do you know time is running out? Do you know that this is the day of salvation? Why not act this moment? Right now, open the door of your heart and let the Lord Jesus Christ come in. And say, don't forget that there awaits you a warm welcome at all of the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the Sunday morning worship service at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.